question, I'll do my best to answer it and maybe do some demonstrations without harming it. Wonderful key we're going to be singing in too, I know. I love good harmony singing. I was brought up in an environment, my father singing a cappella quartet. And I remember before they ever would practice the words, they would read their notes out of the book, and they would all sing their notes along and do their harmony. So they got that, I guess, in their minds, and then they would go back and sing the words. One thing that always stood out in my mind was my dad never did remember a song. He always read it out of the book, and I wondered why. I mean, it's much easier, and you don't have to carry all the words around. But all the songs he probably sang for 25 or 30 years, he still doesn't remember. He has to look in the book for them. But that was the one way that they embedded the harmony into their mind. They read their notes first, and it was like a do, a sol, an octave do, and a mi, I believe, was the first four notes. And then they'd take off, and it was kind of cluttered if you didn't know what you were listening for. Anybody will start. If anybody has any questions about how to start, yeah. Well, it depends on how you're stacking your harmonies. And, bluegrass, we call it baritone, and it's actually, I guess, a first tenor, but we've always called it tenor, baritone, lead, and bass. And it depends on how you would structure your harmony. And in effect, your baritone goes over the lead, and then the higher voice goes over the baritone. And, it sounds a little different when you do it that way, but that's the reason that we do that. Let's see.
Yes, of course.
Carl? Yeah, we do, a lot, as a matter of fact. We do a lot of that, as a matter of fact. And of course, I became aware, and I guess bluegrass people in general are listeners, even the Osborne brothers, to my knowledge, probably were the first to really do that and really make it a vital part of their program. And they based all the harmonies around Bobby. Well, get used to it. You won't hear all the sound notes we hit today. Yes?
How many parts are there?
As many as you can squeeze in. Well, actually, we do it. There are several ways to do it. Basically, we feature a lot of three-part and four-part. Occasionally, we'll do a lead vocal and have four-part harmony around that, which in essence, all you have is you have a lead vocal and you have a quartet singing behind the lead vocal, which includes the lead part, right. Do a verse in the chorus and let me go home. This would be like the quartet around the lead vocal.